in the middle of a Varech David. So we said a Varech David has really six psukim. It has the first three psukim, which are seem to be a hemshich of psukim the Zimra, everything that we set up until now, which is a hemshich of bringing the bria to the tachas, its tachas, which is Gilui Kvorim Malchusai, and that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to once again be Megala himself and build a Beis HaMikdash. And the second three are like Agdoma to Oz Yashir, that talks about what happened in Mitzrayim. And the bridge between them is really Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, he says that the Baruch David speaks how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was godless, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moshe Bakol, and the first person that was Makar that was Avram Avinu, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Baruch on Avram Avinu, and found him Neman, that he was constantly, he taught it over to his children also, and because of the pagam, a slight pagam in the in Avram Avinu, in his Kayach Emunah, right, it says that he was Mavakish, Simon from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's going to be, because he said Mama Eda, therefore Klai had to go down to Mitzrayim to be through the Korah Barzel and then come out in a blazing display of Hashkocha, Protest, and the ability to and a Oysters Maisim that solidified the Ramuna, and that was the Hagdama to really coming into Eretz Yisrael, Kriyas Yantif and coming into Eretz Yisrael. So second half says, "Vatir yisani avisinu b'mitzrayim." You saw our oppression. Vayaris anyenu, like we say in Agado. Vayaris anyenu. That was the nekuda. Vatir yisani avisinu b'mitzrayim. Vezakas amashmata yamsuf. You saw our the oppression of Mitzrayim, and you heard our tzakas on yamsuf. And it says that Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "I want to hear those tzakas again." Right? The reason why the Medrash brings down that the reason why he caused Mitzrayim to chase after them was that Bnei Yisrael should scream out to Ribbono Shel Olam again. They screamed out of Mitzrayim, and after everything was going well for them, they stopped screaming out. So Kadosh Baruch says, "No, I want to hear Hashmini Eskerlech," says the Medrash. "I want to hear Nachamol." They did whatever and ready. He says, "Okay, let's watch. Watch this." And he caused the Mitzrayim to run after them, and they screamed out again, once again to Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Kadosh Baruch wants from us. That's the Ramban and the boy. To call out to Ribbono Shel Olam. You gave oisays and moivsim. The Pashas Rashi says ois is bal shemayim, moivsim is ba'aretz, which was the makris. The Esther makris were somewhere from the shemayim, somewhere the aretz. Choshech could be as both even borod, and there is dam. All the bal shemayim ba'aretz. Bafarei, who's the first one that was hischil, b'chol avada b'chol amaretzay. Ki yodata ki yizidu aleihem. Why did they deserve it? Frek the Ramban. Why did the Mitzrayim deserve it? B'chorah Kadosh Baruch Hu said, your children are going to be Avodim Arba Yashano. All they did was carry out the Ratzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Ramban, because Ani katafti mat, v'hem yisifu l'kzarif, that I didn't want such a hard oppression, I didn't want such a hard avodah. And they did it, lachas, they didn't do it to be mekayim, the mitzvah of the Ribbono Shel Olam, they did it because they wanted to oppress the Yidin. Ki yodat ki yizidu alehim, because you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, knew they did it b'mezid. They did it b'mezid to oppress the Yidin. Vatas Hashem k'ayom hazeh. And through all the nisim that you did, you made yourself a shame k'ayom hazeh. L'chor the pashas. What does it mean k'ayom hazeh? So we find mechorah k'ayom es b'chor es choli. What does Rashi say? Mechorah k'ayom es b'chor es choli. It should be borer like today. So either it means k'ayom hazeh means like the light of the day, like today, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a brirus that He's in charge. Or k'ayim as that means like today, that even today we still are enjoying the display of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's omnipotence and His nisim and nifloys, like the Ramban says. The Ramban says that HaKadosh Baruch, that He's not going to make nisim for every single person that's that every scoffer in every single generation. He's showed for once and for all that I'm here, I'm Mashgiach, and I'm this Ashkacha Pratis, this Charva Inish, and you tell it over to your kids. That way your kids are known, they'll tell it to their kids, they'll tell it to their kids. That's why that we Yitzis Mitzrayim is mentioned so many times. And it's in all the mitzvahs, and in Shabbos, and in Kiddush, and in Tefillin, and in Tzitzis, and in every place we have Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because we're always just trying to tap into that display of Nisim, that we showed that HaKadosh Baruch was the one that's in charge. Metas Hashem, you made, through all these Nisim and Flores, a shame for yourself, that even today, we're recognizing your greatness and your Hashgacha and your Schar V'Einish because of all that went on back then. And then you split the yam in front of them. I saw something that's more that we have all different types of lashonis for legoizer yamsuf legzorim, and then we have kriyas yamsuf, and then here is bakiyas yamsuf. And they went in b'soich hayom on dry land. It was, even though it was b'soich hayom, they started off walking through the yam, and it ended off in the yabasha. And you threw in their, those that were chasing them, you threw into the depths of the yam, which the Ramban says that's the biggest nes of all of Kriyas Yamsuf. The biggest nes of all of Kriyas Yamsuf is that the Mitzriyim went, continued in after the Yidden into the Yamsuf. What were they thinking? They really thought that, they saw this crazy nes that happened. But to go in with your horse and run into the Yamsuf is like suicide. Even if you saw that it split up in front of you, like, who would take such a chance? So that's the biggest nes that they went inside. And you threw them into the depths. Now, it's not exactly clear what this means. We know that there was three different types of people in Mitzrayim. Three types of Mitzrayim. There's Kash, Evan, or Feretz. Right? Depending on how big of a Russia they were, that's what the Kash, they went up and down and up and down. And Evan, they went down slowly. And Feretz led, Mamash sank to the tank like lead, to the bottom. The Tzadikim of the Rishayim, they went down all the way. So Evan is one of the ways to say that it went down fast. So what's B'mayim Azim? Even if it's Mayim Azim, Lachar, it goes down fast. Mayim Azim is mashma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw them around. Mashmoy says that even the people that were more tzadikim than the Kash, nevertheless, they also got thrown around by Mayim Azim. Until they actually settled on the ground, settled on the bottom, they didn't end them out. At the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw them out. But they also got thrown around by Mayim Azim in the turbulent waters. Vayosh Hashem, this I'm starting just to cover it. Pashas B'shalach, Shavashira. Vayosha Hashem Vayem Mahus Yisrael Yad Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Vayosha, Lashon of Vayosha, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oizer. Melech Oizer or Moishiyah? Why are we here to say Vayosha? Doesn't say he was Oizer. Oizer is when we do something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us out. Moishiyah is when we don't do squat. We don't do anything. Klai Yisrael called out to Bnei Shalom. We have the Yam, we have the Mitzrayim behind us. We don't have any choice. We're stuck. Because the brother says, just walk. What's the problem? I see Yam in front of us. Just go. They went inside, right? And that's what happened. And they went. Because the Baruch Hu saved them without any of our intervention whatsoever. Because the Baruch Hu split the sea Yam. Interestingly enough, Klal Yisrael saw. Because the Baruch Hu threw out everybody onto the. They were scared that the Mitzrayim shouldn't come chasing after them again. Maybe they were going to come out on another side. The Shbroch would spit them out onto the bank, that they should see them all dead. It says, V'yaretz Yisrael Mitzrayim, Meis. It doesn't say Meis Yim. It's Lashon Yochid. Meis Al-Sfas Hayom, that Sus V'reich V'yirom Aviyom. A lot of the Az Yashir is Lashon Yochid. Because we refer in front of Klapei the Rebbeinu Shalom, the entire army, Sheish Meis Rechav Bachor, V'chol Rechav Mitzrayim, everything is like Susacha. All it is like one horse. No Mitzrayim, it's Meis, it's like one person. Klapei the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's nothing. Asfas Hayom. V'yar Yisrael Asa Yara Gedoylo, Yara Gedoylo, Gedula, Asa Gedula, is Kriyat Yamsuf. V'yar Yisrael Asa Yara Gedoylo, I think in one of the places it says that Asher Asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, they saw the tremendous nisim that Kadosh Baruch Hu did. B'Mitzrayim. So the Shah is, what does it mean B'Mitzrayim? What are we talking about Mitzrayim over here? The Chariz is talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. If you look at the Targum, the Mitzrayim is translated as Mitzrayim. Mitzroi, not Mitzrayim. With the Mitzrayim. V'yaretz asa Hashem B'Mitzrayim, v'yuram es Hashem. Then they had a pachad of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Which is very hard to understand. They saw Dam, no pachad. It's right there. Kinim, Arav, Dever, Shechin. They saw all the Nisim, and they didn't have any pachad. They didn't have the Yiro that they needed. All of a sudden, they came to Kriyas Yamsuf. And Vayirom es Hashem. Vayiminu b'Hashem. V'Moshe Avdayin, the Nebuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. What was specific, what was unique about that? So, the specific thing, L'chara, is like that he saw Mitzrayim, V'yesos Vasayom, that each person, the Diktuk Hadin, was tremendous. They saw each Mitzri, Kafi, Mashahu, up until that they saw that the Dam, everybody got Dam. Everybody got Tzvedeh, everybody. They all, but even the Mitzri wasn't so bad. He also had Dam. He also suffered from Dam, like the one that was really bad. What did they see by Kriyas Yamsuf? They saw that each person, the Mitzri that was really bad, he was Kash. And Mitzri wasn't as bad, he was a Ferris. One that was in between, he was Oven. Each person got Bidiyuk, exactly. This guy was thrown around for 45 minutes, this guy for 27 minutes, this guy for 13 minutes. Bidiyuk could feed the exact amount of
of Resha, that's how much the Einish was. Mele, the Diktuk Adin brought to the specific extra amount of Yirah Ames Hashem, and that brought to a different level of Emunah. What is Emunah? Emunah Hashem, Hashem. They didn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. They saw all the needs before. They didn't believe in the Rebbeinu Shlom. Obviously, by Yemen, it says by Avram Avinu, says Vayamin ba Hashem yachshevei alei tzedaka. Avram Avinu, the Reish Aminim. Torah tells you that he's Maimon. Vayamin ba Hashem yachshevei. Obviously, there's different levels of Emunah. This was an extra added level that they didn't have up until now that was clinched now. The pinnacle was clinched by Kriyas Yamsef, a Rosh, a Shivchal Yom, a Shlorel, Yechazk Memuzi, and that brought to the highest level of Emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam and in the Nevuah, which I'm not exactly sure how that connects to Kriyas Yamsef. Of Moshe Avdai, how does that connect to Kriyas Yamsef? But the Chura was the Ribbono Shel Olam specifically that. Vayaminu Vashem, they brought to the next added level of Emunah that they hadn't seen in Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they now saw it by Kriyas Yamsef.